listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. The state budget will be handed down later today with Tassie's housing crisis front and centre. Announced this morning is an ambitious social and affordable housing program pouring a record $538 million into initiatives, alongside funding for first homeowners grants, unlocking more residential land and stamp duty concessions. While Labor leader Rebecca White's expecting to see a number of things.
But what I think we need to see is a plan to address the rising cost of living. No doubt that's the biggest issue confronting our state and households at the minute. And we need to see a plan that's not just about increasing concessions, because there are a lot of people who are working who aren't eligible for concessions, who are struggling to make ends meet.
Today marks the fifth anniversary of the Uluru Statement of the Heart. It comes as new PM Anthony Albanese has committed to implementing the statement in full. It includes a First Nations voice to Parliament, a treaty and truth-telling, sharing the culture and history. The push is continuing to get Tassie a new ice rink after the Glenorchy rink closed over the weekend. Ice Sports Tasmania president Anna Holliday says there's been plenty of support within the community.
What's been really lovely, you know, there's always a silver lining, right? So as part of this sort of horrible experience of losing our rink, what it has done is illuminated to the ice sports community. So many people have reached out to us.
And Kingston's been named Tassie's roadkill capital, data from insurer Amy, showing May is when we normally see a spike in animal collisions in the area. New Norfolk and Cambridge also featured in the top five. Some of Tassie's top footy stars will be vying for a late spot in the AFL when the mid-season draft gets underway next Wednesday. West Coast currently have the first pick, but keep an eye out for North Hobart's Logan Elphinston. And Jack Jumpers forward Jared Bairstow will suit up for the Hobart Chargers in the NBL 1. He won't be ready in time, though, for Friday night's game against Bendigo at Kingborough. Listener.